This is Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antilila, Chapter 3. And we've been hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Puri, he's on the beach. It's a full moon night of Chaitra month, this month. And he's in an ecstatic mood, he wants to relish rasa dance. And it says that he's surrounded by all his devotees, the moon is rising, the breeze is blowing, he's feeling ecstatic. He's performing kirtan throughout the entire night. Yata bhakti vikara sakala eke bhare paripurna haya asi prabhura sharire. All the ecstatic symptoms of devotional service simultaneously and fully manifest in the Lord's body. Yata bhakti vikara save murti munta save ishvarakala maha jnanavanta. All the ecstatic symptoms of bhakti manifested in their personified forms. They were fully cognizant portions of the Lord's plenary portions. The various characteristics of bhakti assumed their respective fully cognizant forms and began to expand the Lord's service. This is an interesting point. But somehow all these symptoms of ecstasy became personified. You can only understand that by your own realizations. Apana ishvarana che vaishnava aveshe janisave nirahari take prabhu pashe. Karanga danced in the mood of a Vaishnava, Vaishnava vesh. Realizing this, all the personified ecstatic symptoms of bhakti constantly remained at his side. Personified ecstatic symptoms of bhakti, prabhu pash. Ateva tilardha vicheda premasane nahikashi gaurasundara kaun shane. Gaurasundara was never separated for even a moment from feelings of ecstatic love. That's nice. We've never been connected. We've never been connected with feelings of ecstatic love. Gauranga is described, Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing the Lord Chaitanya Tila Arda, Tila, like we say, Tila, sesame oil. Tila Arda means half a sesame seed. That much time, it's a very small sesame seed, Tila Kabij, very small, Tila Kabij. Very, very small size, and even for the half a split of a second, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was never separated from ecstatic feelings of love of God. And we've never experienced for a fraction of a second. We've never experienced for one fraction of a second ecstatic love of God. It's not, but that's our birthright, ecstasy, love of God. When, oh when, will that day be mine? Kabe habe bolo se dinamaya. This is my... I'm born, of course I'm eternal, but I'm eternally existing, but oh, this is great. I'm eternally existing to experience ecstasy. So this Lord Chaitanya, for one moment, he's not away from ecstatic love of Godhead. At least we can hear about it, that someone's there, someone's experiencing ecstasy, because we're not, we're miserable, these bodies, these karmic cells that we're in, they don't give us much relief. Yata shakti ishat vilaya tare prabhu seyara anya sambhavana nahi kavu. Even a small potency exhibited by Gauranga in his pastimes could never be exhibited by anyone else. So if anyone thinks they can imitate Gauranga and feel ecstatic at every moment, it may be a little difficult. In this particular material body, if we attain our sarup siddhi, or our spiritual body, and all the accompanying bhavas that come with purity of heart and realization of God at the time of bhava and prema, when we become premikas, pure lovers of God, then we will experience these ecstasies that Gauranga is experiencing, because he's a prema avatar. Prema Avatar Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. He came to show the way of Prem, to show the experience of Prem, to show the mentality of Bhagavan ka Prem. And to show the way means to teach how you can, you too can also be the proud owner of Bhagavan Prem. You too can also attain Bhagavan Prem. What is the way? What is the method? What is the sadhana? Simple, chant Hare Krishna. But all the time, day and night, till you go crazy. No, you do your duties. Now, obviously, you carry on in life, and we all have so many works and duties to perform. But ultimately, this naam, the Shuddha naam, is the Shuddha naam with mind offered at the feet of Radha and Krishna. When our mind is offered at the feet of Krishna, then the naam becomes very pure, the holy name becomes very pure, because our mind is not jumping here and there. Our mind is fixed on the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And when the mind is fixed there, then automatically mercy flows into the mind and drips into the heart. And then when one begins to chant, and then that mercy that one has received from constant meditation on the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna comes out in the form of Shuddha Naam, pure name. The next verse, 2:19. Ihate se tana shakti asambhavyanaya saravedishvara etatvakaya. That is why Gauranga's potencies are unfathomable, very difficult to understand. This is the verdict of all the Vedas. When the Lord was, it's interesting because it says the personified potencies, the shaktis, because potency in English, power, potency means shakti. Shakti, shakti mayi. So Krishna is shaktiman, he possesses the shaktis, and then Radharani is the origin of all the power of Krishna. Shakti mayi Radha. Shaktiman Sri Krishna. So they list here, in attendance at Lord Chaitanya's Rasa festival in Puri, Kirtan and Ras, there were his principal internal energies, Shri, Pushti, Gir, Kanti, Kirti, Tushti, Ilan, Urja, and also his other potencies, Vidya, Avidya, Maya, etc. So these are energies, but then they have form. For example, Radharani is called Leela Shakti, Aladini Shakti, but then she has a form. Everyone knows, there she is, there is her face. Is this Radharani from Vrindavan? Radha Shyam Sundar ki? Very heart-rending photograph of the Lord and His Lady, Swami and Swamini, Priya and Priyatam, Radha and Shyam. That's love. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan ki? Ye prema prakashe prabhu chaitanya gosai tahan bhayananta brahmande ara nai. This prema prakash, the love of God that Chaitanya manifested in this world, cannot be manifested by anyone else within the innumerable universes. Ananta brahmande, ananta brahmande. That type of love, so many avatars have come and maybe distributed some type of love. Vishnu, Dasya Bhakti, Shanta Bhakti, Vaikuntha Bhakti, but no one, Koine, no one but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given Braja Prem, Gopi, Gopika Prem. Others may have talked about it and written about it or wrote about it, but Lord Gauranga, he distributed it. He's being glorified. The love of God that Lord Chaitanya manifested cannot be manifested by anyone within the innumerable universes. You can travel. Oh, I will find it. I will travel. I will go somewhere and find this Vraja Prem without Lord Chaitanya. Impossible. This is the Gauranga Prem Sankirtan movement. This is the movement of love. Prem, he's Prem Purushottam. Some people advertise, I am Lord Chaitanya. There are people walking here in India. They say, I am incarnation of Lord Chaitanya. Okay, that's nice. Then if you chant Hare Krishna, people will immediately get love of God. and people see you, they'll immediately exhibit ecstatic symptoms, septic vikara. Again, love of God, I see so many people looking at you, so many, they look at you, they go to your lectures, these different avatars of Lord Chaitanya. And then when they're done, they just do sukha-bhog, indriya-sukh. There's no love of God. So then you must be a bogus Lord Chaitanya. Because when the real Lord Chaitanya was here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then people that saw someone who saw Lord Chaitanya, they got love of Godhead. Now that's really ati prabhav. That you may have darshan of a premi bhakta, and you see him eye to eye. And then if he's so powerful, if he's God, he can transfer, he can give you, like the shakti pot, the shakti stick. Lord Chaitanya was distributing Lord Krishna prema by his glance, by his speech. And someone who received that Krishna prema, they went back to their village and said, oh, I saw this, I had darshan, this wonderful golden Lord, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then that person heard or saw that person. So this is called the prema parampara. Gauranga Mahaprabhu's prema parampara. He's the embodiment of prema, Mahabhav Sarup. He's the Mahabhav Sarup, he's Radha, and he's Krishna. He's Rasaraj Sri Krishna, and Mahabhav, the Mahabhav, the greatest prema, the highest presentation and experience of divine love, ecstatic joy, personified is Radharani. And she is merged or mixed in the form of Gauranga. So we have all the mercy of Gaur, we have all the mercy of Radha and all the mercy of Krishna, and all the love of Radha for Krishna and all the love of Krishna for Radha in one golden form. And he's distributing. Audharya avatar, Audharya. He's distributing. Here, take it. Pradayate. Krishna prema pradayate. There is nothing insignificant in the innumerable universes that Sri Chaitanya Dev's manifestation of ecstatic love of God, other than that love of God. All objects within the universe are meant to assist the manifestation of ecstatic love. This is the purport of this verse by Bhaktisiddhanta. That's very interesting. He's saying every single object, every single item or object in the material universe that we see or feel or experience, its only purpose, he says, their actual purpose is to help in manifesting ecstatic love of God. That's a very interesting idea. Yukta Vairagya, what is it? Nirbande Krishna Sambande Yukta Vairagya Yuchate. That everything should be connected to the center. In the spiritual world, they have a phrase, they say, everywhere center, nowhere circumference. Everywhere center, nowhere circumference. In other words, there's a common center. Everyone is fixed on Krishna. Whether they're Yashoda or Nanda or Subha, whether they're friends or lovers or parents or servants, house servants, whoever, whatever role they play in the spiritual world, in their spiritual bodies, everyone's fixed. They're one with the love of God. They're one with the desire of God. But they're also different, because they're receiving God's love, and God's love is transforming them in such a way and filling them with unlimited desires to please and satisfy the Lord, which they package in their own individual unique way and present back to the Lord for His enjoyment. For example, we go to a tree and we get some apples. So the Lord gives us apples and He gives us wheat, gehun. And we take the wheat and the apples and He gives us chini, sugar. And He gives that to us. And then we combine it and we make apple pie. Mom's apple pie, right? I'm American, right? I mean, I'm born there. So you have, He gives us this and that, and we make, gajar kahalava or whatever. He gives us carrots. Carrots is not gajar halava. It's carrots and gajar. So then we combine this and that, and lots of ghee, and lots of this, kishmish and kaju and all these things. Spices, this, that, elaichi, whatever. And then we offer it back to the Lord. So that's a new presentation. He gave us carrots, we gave Him halava. It's a good deal. He got a good deal. He gave us a carrot. So this is
He bestows His love, so every object is meant to be dedicated to the center, and that's the spiritual world. But here, everywhere circumference, nowhere center. You have your circle of interest, and I have my circle. So you have a circumference. Circumference means a circle. You're moving in a circle. That's circumference. And I'm moving in this circle, and then the two circles come together, boom! They crash. They conflict. They don't... Just like you have a lake and you throw one stone in the lake, then it goes bloop, and then it goes doot, 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 doot. The ripples, you know, these concentric circles go dun, 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 dun. The waves from the impact of that rock entering the water. And now if another guy, if someone throws his rock in the same place as you, dun, then those circles will be in the same distance. They'll be one with the other circles. But you throw doom and then doom and then these circles go ta 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 and these go ta and then boom. So this is the material world. Everywhere circumference, nowhere the center. I have my interests. What are your interests? Oh, I'm interested in dancing. I like painting, singing. I like to travel. I like fashion. This. And that. Oh, what are your interests? Oh, I like cricket. You know, I like motorcycles. You know, I like kickboxing and taekwondo. Gotcha. So the lady's interest may be one thing, man's interest, so no common ground. This is the problem with any relationship. Marriage, friends, parents, children. What's the commonality? Zed. Zero. Eteke ye Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Rupama Tanha Bhaya Aradite Nahi Kabu Simha. Therefore no one can compare Lord Chaitanya with anyone other than the Lord Himself. Save jhare shubhadrishti karina apane se tahana shaktidari tandra tatva jane. Anyone who receives the merciful glance of Gauranga is empowered by him and can understand him in truth. Shubhadrishti, the auspicious glance of the Lord. Has the glance of the Lord fallen on ourselves? As the Lord glanced at us, Krishna Kripa Kataksha, Radha Kripa Kataksha, have they glanced at us? Krishna Shakti Vini Nahi Tara Pravartan, Kali Kalera Dharma, Krishna Nam Sankirtan. That if the Shakti, if one is invested, he becomes Shakti Avesh. That Avesh, the Shakti, the power, the potency enters into one, then he can distribute this beautiful love of God. But how to receive that glance of the Lord? How to receive that Shubhadrishti? Someone might conjecture, well, you're talking about 500 years ago. Gauranga Mahaprabhu was here 527 years ago or so. And he was glancing here and there and moving all over India and lots of people saw him. It says that He converted people to Krishna consciousness by his saundarya rupam and by his prema, by his premnam sankirtan, by his beautiful form. People just looked at him and said, wow, so attractive, so beautiful. I can't take my eyes off of him. And so just seeing him is beauty because it's transcendental. His rupa madhurya. His rupa madhurya is Satchidananda vigraha. Satchidananda rupa madhurya vigraha. Satchidananda Rupa Madhurya Vigraha. His rupam is transcendental, it's made of chit consciousness, and it's sweet. You look at ice cream and you salivate. You see ice cream and you think, oh, I want to lick that ice cream, savor that ice cream, relish that ice cream, eat the ice cream. Especially if it's mango cream ice cream, and it's made by your favorite devotee. And it's offered to your favorite Lord in your favorite place. Now imagine that. It's Vrindavan ice cream. It's Radha Shyam's Vrindavan ice cream. Makes Baskin and Robbins look like sawdust. So that's Shubhadrishti we want there. We come and take, oh, I went to the mandir and I took darshan of the Lord. Yes. You took darshan of the Lord. I agree. You saw the Lord. At least you thought you did. But did the Lord see you? This is the question, the subjective viewpoint. You have your subjective viewpoint, but then God has His subjective viewpoint. So did God glance at us? Did we get the Shubha Drishti? And if we do or you do, then you'll know it. You'll feel it. And that's what bhakti is all about. When devotees perform devotional service and try to please their ishta, whomever that ishta may be. If they're living in this mandir, then their ishta would be obviously Ramachandra and Radhaparta Sarati. So they're endeavoring day and night to please the Lord. And then when they come for darshan, and they look at the Lord, and they say, "Oh, I feel something. I feel the Shubha Drishti of the Lord. Some very auspicious glances coming my way." And then just to make sure, because the mind is so crazy, the mind can tell you anything at any time. Do it. Don't do it. It's good. Oh, it's bad. It's right. No, it's wrong. Yes, no. The mind is always going like a ping pong ball back and forth. Yes, it's a good idea. Yes, I really want it. I want it. Oh, no, I don't want it. So we accept sankalpa vikalpa. Accepting, rejecting. The mind basically is doing all this. And if anyone has half a brain or little intelligence, then they try to regulate and control the impulses of the mind. The mind is extremely impulsive and uncontrollable. So this is a Shubha Drishti. Shakti Dhari Tattva Jani. It's very interesting. Just see. It says, anyone who receives the Shubha Drishti, the merciful, auspicious glance of Gauranga, what happens to him? He gets Shakti Dhari. Shakti Dhari. He begins to hold power. He gets power from the Lord. He becomes an empowered, or she, an empowered representative. And what else they get? Tattva Jani. They understand the truth. And the truth is bhakti, and bhakti means love. The truth is love, love is the truth. Okay, everyone said that. That's practically a cliche. Anywhere around the world you can go, people say, God is love, or God is love, love is God. Okay, great. Now what? Sounds great, feels good, but how do you attain that love? How do you attain that experience? What is God? Where is God? How is God? When is God? How does love express itself? How does love take hold of you and capture you? And what does love do to you when you attain Bhagavan Prem? So this is what ISKCON and, let's say, Gaudiya Vaishnava movements are trying to teach to the world. We are teaching a science of divine love, not just some jargon. Oh, divine love, 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 it's love. Oh, brother, it's love. Love, love, peace and love, yeah. Everything is a science. I mean, there's whole books written about. Therefore, by taking complete shelter of the Supreme Lord, Sarva Bhave Ishvara Sharan. Very interesting translation. Laile Se Bhakti Hai Kandaye Bandana. Kandaye Bandana. That's very nice. By taking complete shelter of the Supreme Lord, one attains bhakti, bhakti high, and is freed from all entanglement. Kandaye bandana. Our bondage is broken. Kanda. We say akanda kirtan, no breaking. So kanda bandana. We are jiva bhada, bhada jivas. We are bound by birth and death. We are bound. Karma bandana. In this world, we're all bound by our karmas, papa karma, punya karma, but kandaye, it's all broken. By how to do it? By Bhagavan, by Sharanagati. Oh, Sharanagati Prabhu, taking shelter. Ishvara Sharan, the way they say, as we mentioned earlier, Krishna, Sharanam Mama, was it? Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. In the Vallabhacharya's Parampara, they worship Krishna and Radha. Sri Nathji. This is Radha and Krishna. Therefore, he's saying, Sarva Bhave Ishvara Sharan. This is not a small order. If we want to break our bondage and the illusory energy, then we have to Sarva Bhave Ishvara Sharan. That means all of our bhav, all of our feelings, all the feelings we have to take shelter of God. That's a tall order. We have a lot of feelings for a lot of people, and beginning with ourselves, that don't have much to do with God. Contrary feeling. We have a lot of contrary feeling. So this is... By taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, the jivas are completely liberated from the entanglement of material enjoyment. Because what happens when we get free from the entanglement of material enjoyment, we become entangled in the prema jal. We become entangled in the loving network of the Lord, in the network of the Lord's love. It's another, we're entangled either way. Like someone say, oh, I've fallen head over heels in love with this girl. I'm completely entangled. Sometimes people say that. I'm completely entangled with this person. As soon as I get free from my entanglement or connection with this person, I can do something. So one way or another, we have to take shelter. We take shelter of the body, sharan. Sharir sharan. We take shelter of family. We take shelter of our money. But the devotee, he may have family, money, whatever he has, but his mukhya sharan, his main shelter is Ishvara, Krishna. His main controller is Ishvara. Because he's surrendered. He's a sharanagata jeev. A mukata jeev. So this is Lord Chaitanya's, I mean rather Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling us how to get the mercy, how to go forward. So this is all in the context of Lord Chaitanya's dancing on the beach in Rath Yatra, all night kirtan he had, in the mood of Ras Lila. Yeah, he was dancing. He's doing Tandavan Nritya. Now that's dancing. He's on the beach, he's doing all night kirtan, Ratri kirtan, Savaratri kirtan, on the beach, and he was Nija Prema Rasa. He was absorbed in his own Ras, Prem Ras, and dancing Tandavan Nritya, dancing in ecstasy. And in that ecstasy of Lord Chaitanya, he's distributing his prema. In fact, when the devotees dance in ulas, or they dance in great abandon, and giving up the bodily conception like, oh, I'm so-and-so, do you know who I am? I have to be careful, I can't raise my arms and dance in front of the Lord. I have my ego, I have my prestige, I have to control myself and careful how I display or exhibit myself in the public. When we abandon all those coverings, all those different sheaths and coverings of ourselves, and just submit ourselves the Harinam Sankirtan movement, then the mercy starts to flow from Lord Chaitanya. He's very pleased. He himself was dancing in Sankirtan throughout the night, ecstatically. And he's showing that if you dance ecstatically throughout the night, you can attain love of God. And that is there in Padma Puran. Someone danced ecstatically throughout the night and they got love of God. They became Radharani Avesh. Radharani directly entered their heart. That example is in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. There's one lady by the name of Chandrakanti. There's different tipas. But she was reading one day in the Karna Puran or Bhagavad Puran about the Rasalila of Radha and Krishna. She says, oh, they went to Yamuna Pulin, just like Gauranga went to the Sindhu Pulina or Sindhu Tate, to the shore bank of the ocean in Bay of Bengal in Puri Beach, General Puri Beach. And Radharani Krishna went with all their associates, all their gopis were there, the thousands of gopis. And the full moon was there and they had music and they danced in kirtan throughout the entire night. And Krishna was so pleased that he gave his tambul, he gave his pond to some of the gopis, he gave his flower garland, he's very happy. So Chandrakanti, this lady, she read this, that the gopis, Krishna was very pleased because they danced throughout the night. So then she thought, well, this is a full moon tonight. This is Chaitra Maina, and it's Purnima. She had some takarji of Krishna, some murti of Krishna that she was worshipping. She said, I'm going to dance throughout the night. This is an example of Raghunuga Bhakti producing bhava and prema. She had this rag, she had this, natural attraction to want to follow the resonance of Vrindavan. She wanted to emulate the Braja Gopis. Well, they danced throughout the night and they pleased Krishna. I like to dance. I'll dance throughout the night. So she danced and her whole conception was, I am going to dance better than the Gopis. So she's just thinking, how do the gopis dance? What mudras do they make? How do they move their hands? How do they move their arms? So that's what she did. Chandrakanti, she danced throughout the night. And she was thinking, I'm dancing better than the gopis. And Krishna, look at me. She's looking at her Didi and she's speaking to her. Krishna, look at me. I'm dancing better than Radharani. And she was so absorbed in pleasing the Lord and just dancing ecstatically that she attracted the attention of Radharani herself. Acharya explained, Radharani, she entered her heart. Radharani entered her heart and filled her full of Krishna prema. She went from Rag Marg, she immediately attained Bhava and prema by the direct mercy of Radharani. This example is there. So therefore, if someone joins the Sankirtan movement, because it's analogous or parallel, the leelas of Gaur and Krishna are similar, almost parallel, and there's more, of course, mercy flowing in Gaur Leela. If someone joins the Sankirtan movement, comes to the temple or Shobha Yatra or wherever the kirtan is going on, and dances and thinks, has that mentality, oh, I want to dance so wonderfully and so ecstatically and sing so exuberantly with so much absorption that Gauranga Mahaprabhu will bless me with prema. Krishna prema vridayate. Why not? The example is there in Shastra. Do we believe it? Do we have faith? Do we have desire? Do we want love of God? Well, that's a good start. If you don't want something, you'll never get it. Right? If you don't desire something, you'll never attain. You can never attain what you don't desire. And even what you desire, you only attain what you deserve to get of what you desire. Because a rickshawala may desire $1 million. But because of his karma, his fall, the karma fall is not, he desires and desires, but he doesn't deserve it because his karma is not in that position, so he'll never get it. But we're not talking about some material thing here. We're desiring love of God. We have love of God. We have something of love of God within our heart, the capacity, the potential to love God. Otherwise, what's the point? There's no reason for sadhana. There's no reason for religious movements. If we're all rocks and stones, then what's the point? Ye prabhure yaja bhav adi ishagan purnahay o niravari bhaveman hina prabhu apane sakala bhakta sange nityakari apanara prema joga ronge. The same Lord who controls the universes, and he is whom the controllers of the universe like Brahma and Shiva constantly meditate on, was now absorbed in ecstatic love and personally dancing in the association with devotees. Now, this is a very interesting verse. Sakala bhakta sange prema yoga range. Now, that's interesting yoga. You've heard of Raj yoga, Hatha yoga, power yoga. Prem yoga range. Range, dancing, enjoying prem yoga. Because we say that Gauranga Mahaprabhu started a prem yuga. This is Kali yuga. But the presence and the prabhav, the presence and prabhav of Gauranga and his movement, Sankirtan movement in Kali Yuga, has in essence made this very beginning part of this long stretch of Kali Yuga, it's made it into what we call the Prem Yuga. Because a yuga can be measured in different ways, and a yuga can be measured in 12 days, and 12 years, and 12,000 years. Or in larger terms, it becomes like millenniums and thousands of years. This is also yuga. And Jyotishi and astrologers, they say for the human being, he goes through his own yugas. Every 12 years is a yuga for the human being, the human cycle. And generally, he lives for so many yugas. But it's a time frame. But for example, if someone has been doing something, say he's working in the job for 11 years, the same job. And at that point, 11 or 12 years, oftentimes there's re-examination, change of jobs, total turnaround, change of directions, moving. It often happens. This cycle of 12, you'll see everywhere. Even in Shastra, you'll see. You read the biographies of different devotees. Oh, this happened after 12 years with that. So this... Gaurasundara is just, he's dancing with his devotees and he's distributing love of God. This is the basic. what's going on here. And this is, he's relishing this lila. Seisava bhaktira paye mora namaskar gorachandra sange janra kirtana bihar. I offer my obeisances at the feet of all those devotees with whom Gorachandra enjoyed his kirtan pastimes. Gorachandra sange kirtana bihar. Namaskar. Hene mate sindhu tire shi gora sundar sarvarachi nityakari ati manohar. In this way, Shri Gaurasundara enchantingly danced throughout the night on the shore of the ocean. So this is the end of this lila. It's a very interesting of this Ras Lila, Mahaprabhu's Ras Lila on the Sindhu Tate, the ocean beach in Jagannath Puri. Now in this previous verse, we just heard an interesting point by Vrindavan Das Thakur, which is bears repetition, and we said it before, but maybe for some of you it's a new idea. He's offering, says, Sad Bhaktera Paye Mora Namaskar. The author of this book, Vrindavan Das Thakur, never went to Jagannath Puri. He never saw Lord Chaitanya's leelas in Jagannath Puri with his eyes. But he saw with his eyes of his heart in samadhi. In samadhi, all these leelas were revealed to him. So now what he's doing in essence in this verse, he's saying, Sakala Bhaktir Namaskar. He's actually offering, he says, I am praying and offering my obeisances to Lord Gauranga and to all his devotees. I offer my obeisances at the feet of all those devotees who were there in Jagannath Puri and who were enjoying the kirtan pastimes with the Lord. So this is a principle in bhakti sadhana where we approach with the Lord and we approach the Lord's devotees and we approach transcendence and the spiritual dimension and spiritual reality with a straw between our teeth. Straw between the teeth means trinada pisa nichina, trina. Trina bhav, dainya bhav, with the utmost humility. So our mind is in a very humble mood when we approach Krishna and Shastra. And then our hands are folded, and in our hands, in this anjali, we say pushpa anjali. Instead of having pushpanjali, pushpa anjali, flowers in our hand to offer at the feet of Thakurji, we have our hearts in our hands. So we approach the Shastra and the sadhus of the past with humility and with feelings of submission. So therefore, this mood and mentality of humility and feelings of submission, they express themselves by offering obeisances and prayers. So this practice that Vrindavan Das Thakur is mentioning here, which he's doing himself, is something that we as sadhakas should also do when we approach Shastra, or spiritual books, and we offer obeisances. Oh, as explaining that Shastra is describing eternity. It's describing infinity. The Shastras are describing eternal reality, the infinite reality, the infinite realm. And it's infinite and it's eternal. It's not history books. It's not geography. It's some static knowledge. It is transcendence. Transcendence is eternal. God is eternal. We say Nitya Parishad, His eternal associates. So when we approach the Shastras, and it's frozen, it appears to be frozen in the pages of Shastra. There's some time, some pieces of time, and some activities and exchanges are frozen, but actually they're moving. They're ever moving, and they're eternally existing. If not in this Brahmanda, there's Leela Prakash. In another Brahmanda, there's Leela Prakash. Just like the disco closes here at 3 a.m., but then it's closing here, but it's opening in London. So it's always open. The dance is always going on. Somewhere someone's dancing. Somewhere someone is dancing in the middle of the night. The same way, Gaur's Leela is eternal. So when we approach, say, for example, this pastime, so we would offer obeisances to the author. Vrindavan Das Thakur, you've seen this pastime, you wrote about this pastime, and I'm approaching your book, you're the author. Oh, Vyasa Muni, you wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam. Or, oh, Sanjay, you had this Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, revealed in your heart, and you told Dhritarashtra. And, oh, Krishna, you spoke and taught Arjuna. And, oh, Arjuna, you listened to the teachings. So then we offer obeisances to, say, Bhagavad Gita. This is a more common ground. Bhagavad Gita. We approach Bhagavad Gita by paying obeisances, first of all, to the Shastra itself. The Shastra Rup, the Shastra. The book itself is transcendence. It's a holy book. Have you ever heard of the Granth? The Granth Sahib? What do they call it? Granth Sahib? Guru Granth Sahib. This is the holy book of the Sikh religion. Is it right? So they worship the book. They keep on a high place and an altar. They do puja. So they have so much reverence. And you have to, when you come in, they have whole mandir book temples. The deity is the book. It's a book mandir. It's a shastra mandir. You follow? So when people go there, there's protocol, there's behavior. You have to, I think, men have to cover their head or something. Men and women both. So there's just, we're showing some respect and regard to the holy book. So in the same way, when we come to the shastra, we offer obeisances to the author, offer obeisances to the personalities in the book. Then we pray for their mercy. You see, some magic happens. You will get the mercy. And they say, oh, you're such a good student. As everyone knows, if you're very attentive and you're very submissive and very respectful towards the teacher, what will happen? You'll get the mercy. The teacher will want to favor you. You're such a respectful student. You're such an attentive student. You're such an eager student that when I'm teaching, I'll be looking at you. Because we've all been in school. I've spent so many years in school. And if you make it a point, you make it a point to be very attentive to the teacher and take notes, then the teacher ends up looking at you. Because a teacher, he'll look around the room and see who is not sleeping. So these five guys in the back, that's why they sit in the back all the time, they're sleeping. So I won't look at them. But then one guy's in the front row, or one lady, whatever, and she's like... And so then, oh, okay, you want to learn. So then the person will look at that, the teacher will look at that eager student. They say that the wheel that squeaks the loudest gets the oil. You know, you have two wheels on your bicycle or whatever, and one's going, hey, what's that? Or one door, or the bird, the baby bird that chirps the loudest, he gets the food from the mother, the worm or whatever. You know, the mother comes back with the food, the worm or something, chapati, roti, whatever, make it vegetarian type. The mother bird comes back with a piece of porridge, and then all the baby birds go, ah, 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 like this, you know. And then the one who makes the most noise and stretches his neck up the most, and boom, she's looking like this. I've watched it because I grew in the country. The mother lands back there, he's going, ah, they're all going crazy. She's going, which one to put the thing in, boom. So this is what he's saying here is I offer respects. Who am I? I'm Vrindavan Das Thakur. Such a wonderful, pure devotee of the Lord. He's the son of Narayani Devi. Narayani Devi, his mother, of course he's also a Parishad, Vrindavan Das Thakur. But Narayani Devi, when she was 4 years old, she met Lord Chaitanya. She ate his food remnants. Lord Chaitanya said, oh, give her some. He was taking some prasad in someone's house or whatever, and he said, oh, this beautiful girl, this small little girl, and she's so cute and so nice. And so then he said, please give her my. So she ate directly food from Lord Chaitanya's plate, Mahaprasadam, and she gave birth to Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was such an exalted devotee. But he, although he's not proud of his exaltation, he's not, oh, I'm so wonderful, he's saying, I offer obeisances to all these wonderful devotees. So even in a practical way, when that's okay, that's talking about Shastra. Shastra. But we see, especially in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, because our, let's say, Mahajanacharyas, they have described to us that there's a correlation between humility, Dainya Bhav, and Prem. Prem, attaining love of God and humility. That the more love of God one has, the more humility he has. And the more one has genuine humility in terms of a transcendental idea of it, not just, oh, he's very gentle, he's humble, but then you just pick him, poke him a little bit. You know, then you see how humble he is. Take away his Ma Prasadam and see how humble he is. Take away his headphones or his cell phone. Hey, where's my cell phone? This, that, the other thing. So humility is actually a transcendental quality of the Atma. The Atma, as the Atma moves closer to God and realizes God, automatically humility, spiritual humility, decorates his being and saturates his mind. So Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, they say that cultivation of humility and the realization of humility is part of the sadhana. Without humility, Krishna Prema will not enter the heart. Krishna Prema is not attained by our own endeavor, like mystic cities or yogic powers or advancement or progress or attainment in the material world, some position, some money, some name, fame. You work hard and you win the Olympics and you this, that. We have to work hard at being nothing. A devotee has to work very hard at being nothing, giving up all this being. I want to be, I want to be, I want to be. Just submission. Yes, Krishna, dasosmi. Das osmi, I am your servant. Kinkari. I am your kinkari. So devotees work on humility and karmis work on pride. Non-devotees work on increasing their pride and their prestige and their false image of themselves. And so they remain millions of lifetimes away from the mercy of God and love of God. So this whole idea of humbly approaching the Shastra also applies to humbly approaching the devotees and the assembly of devotees, the Raja, Vaishnav Raja Sabha. Vaishnav Raja Sabha means the august assembly, which is a cliche, of course. But the Vaishnav Raja Sabha means that sabha, that assembly or that collection of these wonderful king-like royal devotees, Vaishnav Raj. It can be Raja or Raj. Where you go, Raj means the dust from their feet. So we see the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, if you move in a circle of our Gaudiya Vaishnava religion, that you become successful by being nothing. By feeling that, what am I? I have nothing. If I have anything, I have it. It's borrowed plumes or borrowed feathers. If God, Krishna says in Gita, Purusham Rishu, I am the ability in man. I am the strength of the strong. I am the intelligence of the intelligent. I am memory. I am knowledge. I am everything. So everything is God-given. What is mine? Some bones. I have my bones, my hair, my nose. But in 1 second, I become paralyzed. I can't even use my bones. Some so-called my bones. God can take away our power, freedom of movement. One stroke and we're finished. A few nerves and blood gets in your brain. Ta-ah. Suspended animation. No more game. The game is over. Ta-ta. I met one person, he was a robust young Punjabi man. I've been here since 87. 1988. He was on the back of a motorcycle. And his friend brother was driving. And some truck went around the corner with a big piece of wood on the back. And it went in such a way that it turned like that and they were coming the other way and smacked this person in the head, hit him in the head. And he got some stroke. And now he can't speak. He's just like a, oh, like this. 1 second, boom. So this is very nice. We come to the assembly, we come to the temple. They say, oh, ring a bell, ding dong. We come in, come into the temple, you're supposed to make some sound. But approaching transcendence is not some external noise, but it's it's an internal position. We actually approach God not with our bodies, but with our hearts. So the approach must be that that's why I said that there's humility, our hands are full of our hearts. Yes, I'm coming to the Bhagavad class, the Bhagavad Sangha. So we offer obeisances to the place where the Bhagavatam is being spoken, the pandal or the temple room. These are where the devotees are. This is where Harikatha is being spoken and kirtan is being chanted. Now who am I? Somehow, dog that I am or animal that I am, with all my perverted desires and ambitions and selfishness, I've been allowed to come here and be in this assembly. So what happens is that there's a witness, there's a shakshi to everything. And it's explained in the Bhagavatam and other Puranas, there's 13 witnesses of everything. The sun, the moon, the tree sandhyam, they're all personified witnesses. It says that Yamaraj, you've heard of Yamaraj, I suppose. He's a familiar person. Or at least one, someone we've heard about, but I don't really want to meet him, at least very soon. I'd like to postpone, I don't want to prepone my meeting with him. I'd like to postpone it or extend it as long as possible. But he has some assistants and secretaries. He has 20 lady secretaries and 20 men secretaries. And the lady secretaries are called Shravanis. Shravanis and Shravanas. Shravanis to hear. So this is an interesting way of recording information. This is told in Garuda Puran and some other places. So Shravani means hear. So there's nothing, there's practically nothing that happens in this world without sound. So these are some of the witnesses, these secretaries that they're everywhere recording. Because you may go in a dark room somewhere, there's no one around, and you whisper, hey, and then as soon as you make some sound, how can you act in this world or do anything without speaking? Well, you can write on a chalkboard. You can write on a chalkboard, but the sound of writing, when you're writing on the chalkboard, that makes some sound. Like you don't speak, but you write. Take your gun, go to that house and kill that person. So you wrote it, but when you're writing it, some sound is made. And as soon as you make some sound, the Shravanas, if you're a lady, they have lady guards, lady policemen. The Shravanis come, and you're making some sound. This, that. Some sound must be there, minute that it may be. Then they come there and then they read the chalkboard. They said, "Acha, you're telling this Gunda this, to go murder this person." Okay, then that's conspiracy. One conspiracy goes in your records. So, in other words, when we approach the devotees and we pay obeisances to the devotees, and we mention something, and these different activities that we do are all being recorded, and then it's being transmitted, just like we transmit information and pictures and all these things through microwave technology and cell phones and computers. All of our behavior and activities and speech is being transmitted to these higher guardians, these spiritual personalities. Oh, look, this person's approaching me. I have to take notice of them. So one who engages in this practice, so offering obeisances and prayers to the Shastra, to the players in the Shastra. Just like, you can take it another way. Some people are so crazy about cricket that they go and kiss the cricket field. They go down to the cricket field and pay obeisance. This is the cricket field where Sachin walked. Sachin put his holy feet on this cricket field. And they go down and they kiss it. And we do the same thing. We go to Bengal, to Navadvip, and we go to Mayapur, and there's one person who was born there, and we go there and we bow down to the ground and we not only kiss the ground, we eat it. It's called Mayapur Raj. And that person's name is also Sachin. He's a golden avatar. His name is Sachin Nandan. The next story we have here is very interesting, which we'll start at least today. This is called Garai Gaur Prem Sambandha. The loving exchanges between Lord Gauranga and Gadadhara Pandit. Niravari Garadhara Takena Samhati Prabhu Garadhara Vichera Nahe Kati. Gadadhara Pandit constantly remained with Lord Gauranga and Jagannath Puri. There was never any separation between Gadadhar and the Lord. Ki bojane, ki shayane, ki ba pariyantane, Gadadhara prabhure, se vena anukshane. Gadadhar always served Gauranga even while the Lord was eating, sleeping, or moving about. Gadadhara sammukha mukhe padena bhagavat shuni prabhu hena prema rase mahamata. When Gadadhar recited the Srimad Bhagavatam before Lord Gauranga, he would speak in Bhagavat Pat, and Lord Gauranga would listen, especially at Tota Gopinath, in the garden of the Gopinath Mandir in Puri. The Lord would become intoxicated by the mellows of ecstatic love. Prema rase maha mata. Mata, mata, we say mata, mata, mata. It means intoxicated, extremely overwhelmed with ecstasy, relishing the prema rasa of the Bhagavatam. Because the Bhagavatam is a rasa shastra, prema rasa, braja prema rasa. Krishna's srupa is in the Bhagavatam. One can see Krishna in the pages of Bhagavatam. One can see Radha in the pages of the Bhagavatam. Non-different. This is Shabda. Nam Rup Gun Leela. From sound comes Rupam. From Rupam, form, form, Rup. Then Leelam. So the Bhagavatam is full of Leela, describing Krishna's form and Radha's form, dancing, playing, singing together. So when one reads the Bhagavatam and has a heart open and a purified heart, then he can experience the Leelas and see the form of the Lord in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavat Sarup. We say the Bhagavat Murti. We have the Archamurti. Oh, there's the Archamurti. There's the Deity. I see the Murti, Archavigraha. That's easy. Even material eyes can see. But this is, the Bhagavatam is also the form of Radha and Krishna. It takes a little better vision, a little stronger vision to see them. And that vision comes at the level of Bhava, Bhav Drishti. Will bring this kind of vision. Gadadhara vakye matra prabhu suki hai. Brahme gadadhara sange vaishnava alai. Gauranga was very pleased with whatever Gadadhara would say. Gadadhara vakya. Prabhu suki hai. Prabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was very happy. And he would take Gadadhara along with him whenever he visited the residence of the Vaishnavas. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in Jagannath Puri, especially during the rainy season, for 4 months, the Vaishnavas from Bengal and Orissa and other places, they would all gather in Jagannath Puri to spend Chaturmasya. And they're all pundits and Brahmins, most of them, coming to visit Lord Chaitanya. Although there's some Thakurs and some Baniyas and Kshatriyas also in his Sangha. But every day, these different visiting devotees, they were living there for 4 months, and they would invite Lord Chaitanya every day for lunch, or prasad. They would take Jagannath prasad, and then the Brahmanis, the wives of the Brahmins, they would cook, or the Brahmins themselves, the Brahmins are very expert cooks, the men. And they would cook, and then Lord Chaitanya would go there, and he would say Gadadhara with them. They were inseparable, just like Radha and Krishna are inseparable. So Gadadhara and Lord Gauranga are also inseparable. Gadadhara Pandit would always remain with Mahaprabhu and please Gaura Sundar by chanting and dancing throughout the night on the shore of the ocean. Sri Gadadhara Pandit Prabhu would never live separate from the Lord. While eating, sleeping and wandering around, Gadadhara Pandit always served the Lord. It was Gadadhara Pandit who constantly recited the Srimad Bhagavatam before Mahaprabhu. So that's very nice. He was an eternal associate. Actually, Gadadhara Pandit is the manifestation, you could say the personality is Radharani, considered to be Radharani. Radharani became Gadadhara Pandit, Krishna became Gauranga. So we have Gadai Gaur, Gadai Gaur, Gadai Gaur Prem Sambandha. Gadai means Gadadhar. Like we say, Nityananda is Nittai. Nityananda, Balaram, is known as Nittai. And Gadai, Gadadhar is known as Gadai, Gadai Gaur. So this is the whole idea that a devotee, any given devotee, is a bhakta. A bhakta, devotee means bhakta. And he has a relationship of love with the Lord, although it may be very infantile, a very elementary or small relationship. But love grows, everything grows, especially love. So the relationship between a devotee and the Lord is bhakta, bhagavan, prem, sambandha. It's a loving relationship. So what happens is that wherever the devotee goes, he's trying to see the Lord. And whenever he reads the Bhagavatam, he tries to read the Bhagavatam to please the Lord. Whenever he speaks the Bhagavatam, we wrote in our this book, Sweet Notes, we wrote, it says about preaching, it says, preaching, see every preaching engagement, no, every preaching engagement is an expression of love. Every time we preach, it should be an expression of our love, whatever degree of love we have for our Ishtadev. In this small book we published recently with different sayings and quotations. So the Gadadhar was such a devotee that when he would read the Bhagavatam, Krishna would cry. Gauranga Mahaprabhu would cry. So this is high quality reading of the Bhagavatam. This is high quality chanting in the Bhagavatam, that you can move God to tears. So we should think, is my reading of the Bhagavatam moving God to tears, or it's moving me to sleep? My reading of Bhagavatam is putting me to sleep, or is it moving God to tears? So you can understand yourself what it is. So on that note, we will continue tomorrow. And we'll hear tomorrow, that was just a brief glorification of Gadadhara Pandit. And he's moving everywhere with the Lord, and it's so, and the Lord would not go anywhere without him. So we should not go anywhere without the Lord. The Lord doesn't go anywhere without his pure devotee, because Gadadhara is his pure devotee. He takes him when he goes for lunch engagement, or he takes him when he dances on the beach. He wants to be with him when he's reading Bhagavatam. So we should be such pure devotees and so submissive and attached to Bhagavan, Bhagavan Asakti, attachment to Krishna, that wherever we go, we take our Lord with us. Just like, what is the representation? Now we have Gadadhara Pandit, we have God and the devotee. So now, we are like God, so who is our devotee? Nokia. Nokia is our devotee. Because wherever we go in the toilet, we bring our Nokia. We go in the car, we bring our Nokia. We go to sleep, we put Nokia. We have one pillow for our wife, one pillow for me, and one pillow for the Nokia. The Nokia has a little sheet and a little pillow. And the Nokia, we go to sleep with the Nokia. And we go to eat and we put the Nokia next to our bowl of Dalia. So the Nokia is, we're inseparable from our Nokia. But Nokia means does nothing. No Kia. Kia means to do or to act. Is it right? I don't know the machine. But no means nigh. Means it does nothing but get you in trouble. Robs your time and steals your energy and spoils your brain. So you have no time to chant Hare Krishna or study the Bhagavatam. So that way, that's our Nitya Sat or Nitya Sangi. Is a cell phone. So in the same way, a devotee wants to carry Krishna with him wherever he goes. When he sits to eat, Krishna should be with him. When he goes to sleep, Krishna should be with him. When he dances or walks down the street, Krishna should be with him. When he reads his shastra, Krishna should be with him. He should think, I'm reading this shastra for Krishna. Krishna's sitting before me. As Krishna sat before his devotee, Gadadhara Pandit, Krishna in the form of Gauranga, sat before his devotee and he read the Bhagavatam. When we give Bhagavatam class, we should think, Krishna is sitting before me, he's standing or sitting. Radhaparta Sarti, they're listening. They're there. This is all about consciousness. If you think the Lord is with you and you're thinking of the Lord and remembering, then he is with you. Krishna says, always think of me, become my devotee. If you think of the Lord thinks of us. If we think of the Lord. If we want to be with the Lord wants to be with us. He wants to be with devotees. Thinking of the Lord, thinking of Krishna, means we have devotion. Means we have bhakti. And Krishna wants to be with his bhaktas. Krishna means karshan. Karshan means attraction. Love attracts love. We love God, he loves us. And we're trying to love God, so he'll try to love us. So this is a theme that's being revealed in this short description of Gadadhara Pandit's position of his loving relationship is Gadai Gauranga Prem Sambandha, the loving exchanges between the Lord and a devotee. And we are also aspiring a devotee. And we have our Lord and our Ishta. And we should be so tight, so compact. We should have such a compact relationship with the Lord wherever we go. We're inseparable. Do Sharir Ekatma. What does they say? Ekatman do sharir. So there's God and there's me, but we're one. I do what he wants, and he accepts what he wants from my end. So we'll stop there, and tomorrow we'll hear about Paramananda Puri. It says Puri Gosai's, tomorrow's Leela is called Puri Gosai's Preeti Leela. Tesham Sadata Yuktanam Bhajatam Preeti Purvakam Tadami Buddhi Yogantam Yinamam Upayanti Te. Krishna's telling in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10. Preeti Bhajan. Tesham Sadata Yuktanam Bhajatam Preeti Purvakam. Bhajatam Preeti, Preeti Bhajan. Loving worship, Bhajan. Bhaj, to worship. Worship God with love. Tesham Satata Yuktanam. We can always be connected. Tesham Satata Yuktanam. Satata Yukta means Sat Yoga. Sat Yoga. Satata Yuktanam means always connected. You can always be connected with someone you love. If you love someone, you're never disconnected. You think of them, you remember them, you speak to them. You feel for them, you act for them. So this is prema, Bhagavan prema. Tesham satyu. And such a person, he's in love with God, so he's doing Preeti Bhajan. Then Krishna says, oh, Dadami Buddhi Yogantam Yena Mamupayanti Te. I give you intelligence. Dadami Buddhi. Buddhi. You're a murk, now you become Vidvan. You're a fool, now you become Kavi. Dadami Buddhi Yogantam. And such a tightly connected, compact devotee was so unified with me. He has to upayanti. He has to come to me. Where else can he go? We cannot go anywhere but to Krishna and to Radha. We have no other destination, no other aspiration, no other inclination. Sri Radha Krishna Bhagavan ki jai, Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai.